This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Some of the city's finest dining at affordable prices. That's how the Greater Boston Convention and Visitor Center promises Restaurant Week to be for restaurant goers, which runs through this coming Friday. Every year, about 200 local restaurants offer fixed-priced menus at big discounts. A two-course lunch for just $15. A three-course dinner for $33.
It's a good deal for customers and a great opportunity for restaurants to strut their stuff and attract new business, right? Well, no, according to Michael Levitin, chef owner of Lumiere in Newton. Michael Levitin decided not to participate in Restaurant Week this year and wrote about it recently in a piece picked up by the Boston Globe. And Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us why Restaurant Week doesn't work for you.
For the past decade, it's worked very, very well for us. But I think we've reached a point where it does no longer work on a financial level. Costs across the board, from food to labor to rent to health insurance to utilities, you name it, over the past decade have gone up considerably. And increasing the price of the menu deal 1 cent per year doesn't allow us, specifically at Lumiere, to serve the kind of food and provide the kind of experience that I would like to be able to on a regular basis.
So Restaurant Week, as we mentioned, three-course dinner for $33. Perhaps that would give you an opportunity to draw some new people in, but you're saying once they come in there, they're not going to get the experience that a high-end restaurant like Lumiere wants to offer them.
Yeah, I felt like we were able to do it in the past, but the compromise for me, and again, you know, speaking only for Lumiere, the compromise this year got to be a little too close for comfort, and I felt that we were better served by offering our Restaurant Week alternative, which this year is a three-course meal at $45. Part of the issue is that, you know, you do deal with people coming in expecting for $33 the food that we at Lumiere are known for, and I can't give them a high-end steak and scallops at that price point.
Talk a little bit about that. I mean, what would you have to do, for example, to do a three-course dinner for $33? I mean, would you actually have to buy a different cut of meat than you want to buy, or different kinds of produce, or something like that?
I would have to switch our buying habits considerably. And, you know, we take great pride in serving local, sustainable, organic when possible, humanely raised, and those things cost more. I'm not suggesting that that's for everyone. You know, not everyone shops at Whole Foods either. But this is the way that I choose to do business, and it has costs. And we were not able to make those costs work with a $33 price point.
Wouldn't the idea, though, you know, for a week, maybe you sell food at a loss, but in the process, you gain new customers who otherwise wouldn't have come in there?
You know, I'm sure it works like that for some. I think what we found over the past decade is that we did gain some regulars. Most of those were regular for Restaurant Week. But, you know, in doing a, you know, sort of very rough back-of-the-envelope calculus, it didn't seem like it was worth it to me to lose a significant amount of money over a two-week period in hopes of gaining a few customers who are going to come back once or twice a year.
Now, Lumiere has a reputation, of course, as being an expensive, high-end, high-quality restaurant. But do you think the idea of Restaurant Week is still a good one for many other restaurants around town?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I just put in the newsletter, you know, this isn't going to work for us this year. What's interesting to me as well is that I obviously poked a nerve because everybody's asked me to comment on it. I made a statement about what works for us and didn't mean to become such a lightning rod here.
You just want to serve people dinner, right?
Basically, yes. I just want to cook the food that we normally cook, and I didn't realize it was going to be such an issue.
Well, we appreciate you coming on our show and being a lightning rod. Michael Levitin, chef owner of Lumiere in Newton and Area 4 in Cambridge, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
And you can read Michael's original piece in the Lumiere newsletter at radioboston.org.